in the NBL coming up on Sunday. We can't wait for it. It's going to be live here on SEN from 3 o'clock. Melbourne United fresh off defeating the Taipans by a point last night, hosting the top of the table Adelaide 36ers, who have been in amazing form. And Joey Wright, their coach, has been good enough to join us. So, morning, Joey.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
I imagine you might have taken a glance at last night.
Yeah, not in a formal matter. I will take a look at that in a little formal, or more of a formal matter, but I did watch the last couple of minutes of that game.
Your team is in amazing form, and you're top of the table, you know, taking all scalps before you at the moment, coming off, you know, a couple of great wins against Sydney and displacing them from the top of the table. Did you see this sort of building, Joey? It's an amazing season. We talk about it every week here on SCN. There's no real genuine cellar dweller in the NBL. Everyone can play. The talent is spread across all teams in the competition, but your team is red hot right now.
Well, yeah, we're playing some good basketball. I don't think anybody's foreseen a game winning streak in this competition as tight as it has been. But as long as we're playing good basketball, we want to try to continue to do that and see what happens.
Is there one thing in particular or a couple of things that really sparked the winning run?
Well, we definitely our attention to detail. I mean, we were scoring points and leading the league in scoring, you know, right from the beginning of the season, but. We're also leading the league in points given up. So we figured if we could curtail that end of it and play a little better defense, that we could get some wins.
Jerome Randle, I'm just licking my lips thinking Jerome Randle, Casper Ware. I mean, we talk about, you know, great individuals in, you know, team sport. Everyone's got to play their role. But, you know, just for those basketball purists and fans who love to see a couple of stars, they're both going beautifully. I mean, Jerome Randle... Joey, compared to other players you've coached, where do you sort of put him?
Look, talent-wise, he's at, right at the top. That guy does things with the basketball I don't see anybody do, things that you don't even teach someone to do. So he's just special with the basketball in his hands, and he makes great decisions. He knocks free throws down. And what he's done for us over the last couple of weeks is he's really running the team really well. So his ability is to be a floor general and get guys where they need to be, along with scoring, has really, really stepped up.
Mm. He's a star of the competition. I was watching Daniel Johnson the other night as well. I remember him as a young Melbourne Tiger when he was pretty raw and not much meat on him. And geez, just the imposing player that he's become, Joey. I mean, he's a huge, huge part of your success this season.
Yeah, Daniel's been, you know, he's part of what we've done over the last couple of years here. His ability to step out and knock the three ball down at 6'10 and also put it on the floor, make moves off the dribble, and also post up really makes him a hard guard. So he's really tough, and he's playing some good basketball as well right now.
Pretty challenging competition to coach him. I was listening to Aaron Fearn last night at halftime and what it's going to come down to in the second half to beat Melbourne United. And he said, well, it might just come down to one play or two. It was really hard to get a good break over the opposition. And with the talent so deep, I mean, you're always looking for that just that little edge, which I imagine has you spending a lot of hours trying to really dissect what you're doing, but also just to get that edge on the opposition in a very tight comp.
Yeah, I think, you know, for all the coaches in the competition, you know, if our message is to the guys, if they just look through, you know, the games over the years is, you know, he played 40 minutes of basketball, but it really, you know, might come down to the last minute. So what you do at the first minute does matter. And, you know, you got to, you know, your attention to detail throughout the entire game is going to be pretty important.
Gee, you've got a great fanatical supporter base over in Adelaide. What's that worth, do you think, Joey? I mean, I've been to a couple of games to watch the 36ers. Pretty educated basketball crowd, but they certainly let the opposition know all about their playing away from home.
yeah, definitely. You know, I love our fan base here. They are educated. They know exactly when to make noise. They know exactly when to be quiet. They know exactly what players to go after and referees and everything else. I think they just do a fabulous job of supporting us. They come out in numbers and they wear their colours. We have a great fan base.
As you zero in on Melbourne United, I mean, what are your observances about United and the things that, you know, you'll certainly be looking to try and curtail between now and Sunday?
Well, look, they obviously shoot the ball extremely well from the perimeter. They got some really good three-point shooters. Casper's ability to mix it up and get to the hole and pull it out and shoot the jumper is pretty special. And then adding Booney in is, I think, exactly what they probably needed. They got a real active energy guy that can go inside and grab you 10 boards if he needs to, and he can finish strong. So, you know, they got a strong nucleus there. Our goal is to try to get into their bench a little bit and see what happens from there.
You coached Chris Golding, of course. I mean, we love him here. He's a star, and people, I suppose, sometimes just associate with him being, you know, that great three-point shooter. But as Dean Demopoulos said last night, it's also his ability defensively to step up with the right intensity at certain times. I mean, you saw him a few years ago, a different phase of his basketball career, but I imagine there's some genuine admiration from afar.
Look, you know, Chris, worked with Chris, you know, ever since he was about 15 years old up to 21, 22. So, you know, spent a lot of time with Chris, you know, over the years and seeing him develop. And I always used to challenge Chris and say, you can't be that athletic on the offensive end and not be that athletic on the defensive end. So his ability to play D is definitely there. He just makes up his mind when he wants to or doesn't want to.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And he's obviously just a major draw card in this competition. Yourself, Illawarra, Melbourne United, Sydney, New Zealand, Brisbane, Cairns and Perth is the table at the moment. Is there a side or two that worry you more than others, or is it just that even, Joey?
Oh, they're all tough. I mean, you know, as you've shown, the bottom can beat the top and, you know, whatever. Everybody's tough at this point in time. And, you know, we're just going to have to, you know, keep playing the brand of basketball that we play, and hopefully that works out for us.
Well, you're going beautifully at the moment. It's a big ticket in town, hopefully a sellout. I'm sure it will be here on Sunday. Jerome Randall at one end and Casper Ware at the other, and then the rest of the cast. It should be a terrific match. Joey, good to have you in town, and all the best.
All right, thanks for having me on the show.